All right, I'm so excited to welcome the program Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame coach, Steve Spurrier. Steve, Coach Spurrier, thanks for calling, and it's an honor for you to be on the show today. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed, glad to talk to all my pals up there in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely, Pittsburgh, yeah, for sure. So Tell me why you wrote this book. You had such a busy career, retired from coaching. What made you want to write the book?
Well, someone once said, if you don't tell your story, someone else will. They will try to tell it. And a couple of years ago, some dude wrote a book that just wasn't accurate. It wasn't a truthful book. It wasn't so much slanderous. It just wasn't accurate. And so when my coaching career days were over and getting to be over, a good friend of mine who's written several books, in fact, he wrote one with Urban Meyer. He's written one with Terry Bradshaw, a guy named Buddy Martin. We started working on it, and after about a year and a half or so, we finally got it pieced together, and my coaching career wound it up, and so it was time to get it out there, and this is my story. This is how it happened, and it's a story about how I was fortunate, blessed to get into coaching. You know, you got to have somebody to hire you for a guy that played 10 years in the NFL. And then some things I learned along the way that enabled our teams to obviously win a whole bunch of games and win a bunch of championships.
Absolutely. I consider you one of the best college football coaches for sure. And the way you transform programs, especially Florida, was just absolutely unbelievable. And when you came in and how you made that program unbeatable in so many ways, you know?
Well, Neil, I appreciate it. Yeah, I tell you what, of course, I played here in the 60s a while back, and we never won an SEC. We missed it by one game two of the 3 years I was here. And actually, when I got here in 1990, Florida did not have an official SEC championship in 57 years. And out of the, and we actually won six in the first 7 years I was here. So the players were already here. It was just mainly a mindset, raising expectations, getting guys to play together, learning the importance of teamwork, you know, players loving each other, all that kind of stuff. And that's in the book. It's in the book. Obviously, you got to have the great players to win championships. But you can also have a lot of great players and not win championships. Got to get everybody on the same page, pulling together. And we were able to get that done here. And the book, you know, talks about that. It talks about my days at Duke University. We actually won an ACC football championship, the only one in the last 54 years. So it's a lot of motivational type stuff that I think it would be very helpful to people.
Coach Spurrier, now looking back and saying you said you wanted to tell the true story. Some people wrote things that are not true. What kind of things? You really want to be transparent in this book, don't you? To really about who you are as a coach. Yeah.
Yeah, this is how it happened. This is how it happened. These are the important people in my life. We all have a path in life, and there's a lot of people that made it what it is. And certainly I know God has smiled on me in an enormous way. And created a path to allow all this to happen for me, my wife, family, and so forth. So I'm very thankful, very appreciative, and looking forward to hopefully this book can help a lot of other people.
Now, Coach, looking at your career and everything, who were your mentors that got you into coaching? Who would you say were the big mentors that helped you to become a great coach?
Well, I think I really learned sometimes when you're around coaches. I've been around some good ones and some not so good. So I think you learn from both. You know, you take something from all of them. And probably the coaches I sort of watch and have read some of their books, basketball coach John Wooden. I've read four or five of his books, his theory on coaching and how he taught his players how to play the game and the mental part. Conditioning and all that. He was a big influence. Bill Walsh, the San Francisco 49er head coach, his style was sort of the style that I went with. I was the quarterback coach, the play caller, the offensive coach, and the head coach. And certainly I admire those coaches that do that also. So he was a guy I really liked also.
Mentoring quarterbacks, that was one of your big, big things. Who would you say your top quarterbacks you coached? And if you gave a list, would you be able to say that, or is that...
Oh, I've got a bunch of them. I've got a bunch of them starting at Duke University. Oh, gosh. You know, we led the ACC in offense all 3 years I was there, and we actually had two different quarterbacks. We had two the last year that we won the ACC, Steve Slayton, Anthony Dillwig, Billy Ray, and then Dave Brown. And then here in Florida, I had so many good ones. Shane Matthews, he was SEC Player of the Year two or three times, and then Danny Warfel. And Rex Grossman, all those guys were the SEC Player of the Year. Now, they were surrounded by outstanding players, offensive linemen, receivers, running backs. I mean, we had talent at all the positions. And I've always said those quarterbacks sometimes are about as good as all the guys around them. And these quarterbacks were really good because of the people around them and so forth.
Because your success, did you write about in the book, your success on the field as a player, too?
A little bit. My success on the field in football never reached a big high. I did win the Heisman, I think, because I kicked the field goal against Auburn in the last couple of minutes of the game. We beat them 30-27, and I think the voting was about a week or two right after that. And we actually lost our last game of the season. I think if the voting had been then, I probably would not have won it. So, as we know, timing in life is everything, being at the right place at the right time and so forth. So, I talk a little bit about that. But certainly, as a football coach, I've been blessed to have much, much more success than I did as a player.
So, with retirement, after your long career playing and coaching, what are you currently doing?
I am the ambassador, consultant here at the University of Florida. Yesterday, I actually played in a little scramble at the Gainesville Quarterback Club. Talked to them last night. I'm actually going to be the Grand Marshal in the homecoming parade here Saturday, and I'm looking forward to that. I've never been a Grand Marshal before. Have you ever done that?
Never was the Grand Marshal. I don't think you thought of that when you were started playing football.
No, that wasn't on my bucket list. Some guy said, well, you're really scratching off all your bucket list things. I said, that was not one of them. But they asked me to be the Grand Marshal. It is homecoming. And my wife and I are going to get in the convertible and wave to the fans as we go down the street.
You'll always be a Gator, won't you, Coach Spurrier? Always a Gator.
Well, no. Well, you're always you went to school, and I met my wife here 50 years ago, and I think two of my daughters graduated from here. But no, when I'm at Duke or South Carolina, that's my school then. And then when you're finished at those schools, and I got an opportunity to come back here, it just seemed to be the right thing to do. I've lived in Gainesville, Florida, more years than any other city that we've lived. In this opportunity, I'm very appreciative. The president, the AD, the football coach, Jim McElwain, wanted me back, and so I'm thrilled to be here.
Fantastic. Your book, again, is Head Ball Coach, My Life in Football. You can purchase it in all finer bookstores for sure, but any place we can follow you on Twitter as well, right, Coach Spurrier?
Yeah. Yes, I do have a Twitter account, and we just put out that we're having a book signing down here in Gainesville at 1-3 Saturday before the game against Missouri. The Gators play Missouri at homecoming. So if they're around, I don't know if your people up there are going to get down here, but there'll be a lot of Florida people hopefully at the bookstore Saturday afternoon.
Oh, we're on stations in Florida as well, so people are going to have to go and drive to get to go to meet you for sure, Coach. Florida all loves you, the whole state of Florida. So, yeah, we're nationally syndicated all over the country. So, yeah, definitely. If you're in Florida, go see Coach Spurrier. Thanks for calling, Coach, and best of luck with the book and your retirement,
nice talking with you. All righty.
Okay, Coach. See ya. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrities Show. We'll be back in just a moment.